with the afternoon news headlines for KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran. Some Colorado lawmakers are asking for a special legislative session to deal with education that's being impacted because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Denver Post reports that nearly all Republican members of the State House and State Senate signed a letter that was delivered earlier today to Governor Jared Polis. The letter asks the governor to approve a special session so that lawmakers can develop innovative policies that ensure every child has access to a high-quality education, regardless of their unique health circumstances, age or income level. The lawmakers cite ongoing challenges that parents and schools are facing because of the different models being implemented for education in the upcoming fall semester. One of the proposals lawmakers are calling for is a redirection of all or a portion of the per pupil funding that school districts receive to go to families whose children may not be able to attend school in person full time. The restaurant in Castle Rock that opened its doors on Mother's Day in defiance of a state ordinance has permanently closed. The owners of C&C Breakfast and Korean Kitchen defied public health orders and reopened their business in May during the shutdown. Video of the packed restaurant went viral at a time when cases of the coronavirus were rising in the state. The owners announced on the restaurant's Facebook page last week that they won't renew the restaurant's lease on Trail Boss Drive after July. The Facebook post said Governor Jared Polis personally attacked them and used the restaurant as an example to ensure other businesses obeyed the statewide order. The post included several Bible verses and ended with an invitation for customers to visit their second restaurant in Colorado Springs. Denver City Council on Monday voted to waive interest payments on late property taxes. The Denverite reports that last night's vote comes after a state law was passed that lets cities and towns waive those interest payments. Homeowners who pay their property taxes late normally must pay interest for each month that they're past due. Property taxes were due July 1st and late fees would normally be accruing. However, those interest payments are now being waived until at least October 1st and will possibly be extended with another vote.